Okay, everyone here? Well, it's here, it's here. Okay, we left off on the Peyam of Days, where we have a sugya, which appears to be relatively straightforward, alatar, that the Gemara points out, Tanchum Bered Rabbi Ami Ikla Lachatar, this individual who was a fine Talmud Chacham, decided to travel to a certain area, Dorash Lahu, and he paskin for them, Mutar Wiltos Chitim BePesach, that there is a whole question, even nowadays, in terms of flour, if one wants to bleach the flour, one wants to put a very fine spray of water on the flour to make it more to make it more aesthetic in terms of the coloring of the flour, etc. And one wants to quickly dry it. One wants to wet it and quickly dry it, and then afterwards use it on Pesach. And the question is, if you wet it and you quickly dry it, this process of letita, do we have a chshash of chimutz? And so Rav Tanchum wanted to paskin in that area, mutar l'otos chitim b'Pesach. That's not a problem that it's dried out before it has a chance to even begin the process of fermentation, and it's perfectly fine. Amru lo, so they said to him, Lav Rav Mani de Minsur Ika Hacha. In other words, isn't your Rebbe in this area? V'tanya Talmud al Yora Halacha b'Makom Rabo Elim Ken Hayarochim Menu Gimel Parso Keneged Maknei Yisrael. They were not from Moshe Rabbeinu that no one was allowed to paskin in his presence out of kavod to him, and that was one of the issues of Nadav v'Avihu, that they paskined a shayla in his general area during his lifetime, and they were punished, and currently we are within three parsos of where Rav Mani de Mintzur is found, and he's your Rebbe. So the Gemara answers, Amar Lahu, Lava Datoy, I wasn't aware that he was here. Namely, you're correct. The halacha is that one's not allowed to be Mora Halacha but Makom Rabo. Makom Rabo is defined as Gimel Parsos. And I wasn't aware that he's in these Gimel Parsos. So that's the entire sugya. So the problem is that we have a parallel sugya in Eruvin. And in Eruvin, the sugya is mashma that it's much more machmir. That over there on Daf Samach Beis and Amud Beis, it speaks about not being Maor Halacha b'chayei Rabcha, as long as your Rebbe is alive, even if you're on the other side of the world. Doesn't mention anything about Gimel Parsaot. And the heter which is found over there is only by a Talmud Chaver, someone who is not a classic Talmud, but more of a Chavrusa, of the individual that one is speaking about. Maybe that there, the Talmud Chaver, has the right to be Mora. And then Rava over there takes things to the extreme of saying that Hamora Halacha Bifnei Rabo is going to be Chayav Misa, like Nadav Avihu. Misa bidei shamayim, and Rava states, and shalom b'fnei Rabo is still usher. So it appears over there that the Gemara is much more machmir than our sugya, and so this is that which the Rishonim deal with how to deal with these two sugyos, and how many different ways did you see of how to solve this issue? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7. No? Avram?
I think you said four.
Four, excellent. Okay. We saw four ways. I said four.
You said four.
I said four. Okay. We find four ways of solving this sugya, and that one way is a classic way of what we call an ukimta, to add information to one of the two sugyas that we were not aware of that will solve the issue. And the other is just to take a phrase, Talmud al Yore Halacha. But it's the Makom Rabo. That's our Gemara, correct? So we have another way which simply distinguishes on the level of who is the Talmud. And then we have a third way that distinguishes in terms of what does it mean to be Mora. And we have a fourth way that distinguishes in terms of the Hagdara of Makom Rabo. So those are the four ways. That's what we're going to discuss today. Namely, that it could be an external ukimta. That's one way. Or, no, but that there could be two forms of Talmud, two forms of Horah, two types of Makom, and the Gemaras are simply dealing with different Talmidim, different Torah, or different Makomos. That's what we have over here. So let's take them one by one. The first method of using an external ukimta, who is the author of that shita, who brings in a factor which is an external factor, brings in a ringer that will explain why one Gemara is different than the other. That's our Tosfos. Let's look at our Tosfos together. Elim ken rochok nimenu. Ha'adam ha'perek hador. Da'afilu be'ata be'kuchta. Bo'i minei mirav chista. Kulei shani d'rav huna. That during the lifetime of Rav Huna, who was the Rav, a question that had an obvious answer was asked of Rav Chista. There's a whole deal of what the question was exactly. Right? In other words, kutcha, everyone knows, is a milky sort of a porridge, and that's made from whey. And beya is an egg. And so the question was, are you allowed to cook an egg in this porridge? I mean, like, what's the question? But of course, the issue is that an egg comes from a chicken. And so the question is, maybe this is a problem of basar b'chalav. But everyone knows that an egg is parva. But maybe this is a type of an egg that was found already inside of a chicken. When you shechted a chicken, you found an egg in the chicken. And then the question is, that egg that you found in the chicken before it was hatched, but it already had a peel. It already had a shell. Is that called part of the chicken, or is that separate? But this is something that's black and white. Anyone who brings basar b'chalav would know the answer to that question. So Rav Chista, when he was asked this question, as long as his Rebbe was alive, lo ori, that he refused to answer that issue. So our Gemara says that if you are not in the presence of the Rav, you're allowed to. So Tosfos says, okay, we'll set that up. Hasam b'fan of mama shayri. The lo kamar hasam Rav Chista ori b'kafri. Sorry, the hodikamar hasam Rav Chista ori b'kafri b'shani d'Rav Huna. That we find that there is a concept of shelo b'fan of miu kasha. If you continue in the sugya, things don't fit in that well. Mehadikamar hasam Rav Himnuna lo ori b'charta d'argiz b'shani d'Rav Huna l'fisha tamir ohaya. V'hocha mashma d'chutz l'gimel parsot yachol lahorot. The heter we have over there in the Gemara, because we're dealing over here with Moshe Rabbeinu. No one's a Talmud Chaver of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Ode, moving, skipping a few lines, Darmin and Hasan, the fun of Asur, Chayev Misa, Shalom, the fun of Asur, the Ein Chayev Misa, Mashma Hasan, Itoch Asugya, the Toch Gimel Parsos, Chashu, the fun of Achutz, Gimel, Shalom, the fun of. Namely, we're sort of stuck, that the two sugyas appear to be dealing with the same type of a Talmud and seem to be dealing with the same issue of distance. And one of them says that distance can be overcome, and the other one says that distance can't be overcome. So what's going on? So Tosis answers the very last line, V'nire dehosa mairi shelo natal reshus meirabo. I pointed out, this is what we call an ukimta. Tosis is pointing out a factor which is not from our sugya, which is from a previous sugya. What Tosfos raising over here? Lo natal reshus mirabo. That this is the previous Gemara. The previous Gemara we saw a takana of Rebbe. Tana ba'osa shah gazru, Talmud al yore ela imkein natal reshus mirabo. What was the reason for that gzeira? Does anyone recall what we spoke about last time?
Not being clear.
Fashnus of the Gemara, the context of the Maisa, is that it's not being clear, and therefore the Rebbe, the Talmud, always needs a reshus from his Rebbe. That's a takana, that the Talmud always needs reshus from his Rebbe. And so Tosfos offers that we have over here then two takanot. We have a takana Talmud al yore halacha b'makom rabo, and we have a takana Talmud al yore elim kein nasal reshus mirabo. And so in the sugya in Sanhedrin, in our sugya, we're talking about where he had Rishut. But we have an issue of Makom Rabo. Namely, there's only one issue. Just the issue of Makom. Masha'en Kain, in the world of Eruvin, we have two issues. A, there was no Netilas Rishus, and B, that there was, we have the problem of Makom Rabo. That we have two different issues. So within our sugya, that we only have the issue of Makom Rabo, but the Rishus was already received. So Toch Gimel Parsaos, here we have a problem of the Funav. That's considered Himakom Rabo. Chutz Mi Gimel Parsaos, it's Mutter. But in the sugya over there, Toch Gimel, there is no Rishus from the Rav. So within Gimel Parsaos, we have a double whammy. This person, A, is Bimakom Rabo, and B, he never received Rishus. That's already Chayev Misa. Chutz Mi Gimel Parsaos, Nachon is no longer an issue of Makom Rabo, but there's still an inyan of Rishus. So it still remains Aser. Namely, that the reason that sugya goes beyond our sugya is because of another factor, which is not mentioned, that there's another takana. There's a takana of Lekabel Rishus. And that's what one has to add into the sugya in Eruvin in order to be able to understand the difference between the two sugyas. That sugi is more machmir because they're dealing with the nukimta, shalom notal rishus mirabo. When you have that lo notal rishus, that's an iser across the board. And the fun of where you have a double whammy, it's both bimekomo and lo notal rishus, that's chayev misa. Okay? That's Tosus's external ukimta. But all the other rishonim try to work with more internal distinctions within the takana of Talmud al Yore Halacha b'fnei Rabo, and which Tosfos talks about the issue of Chaver, which Rishon talks about the distinction on the level of the Talmud? That's Tosfos in Eruvin. Okay, so if you have the page that I handed out, is anyone missing the page? You pass to Alex, I'm sorry. Everyone have? Okay, so the Tosfos in Eruvin was bothered by the same issue. Kemefarish bekuntrus shelo haya kamakomo shel rabuna pumpedisa haya makomo. Namely, we have an iser in that sugya even outside of the Gimel Parsaos, beyond our sugya. Vitzarech lomar the Talmud chaver de Ravuna have kamo Rav Himnuna the Ayri bechutzpah etc. Ma she'en kein in our sugya, we're dealing. On the heter over there of Rav Chista was more halacha. In the time of Rav Huna, not in his makom. That we're dealing over there with the Talmud Chaver. The third line, Avot Talmud Gamur, Ein Yachol Lahorot Afilu Shelo B'Makom Rabbe, like the Gemara began. And then he moves down to our Sugya. V'Hod Arinam Perakamad de Sanhedrin Tanchum Bereid Rabbi Ami Ikol Asher Darshul Mutar Liltos Amrulei Rav Mani de Mintzur Ika Hacha. V'tana Talmud lo yore halachim shnei rabo, emken rochem eno gimel parsos, tzarech lomar, de Talmud chaver have, umishum hachi, chutz l'gimel parsos, shari. Chutz l'gimel parsos, shari. No, that, in other words, that again, that there are two types of Talmidim. We have the Talmud chaver, and we have the Talmud gamur. Our sugya, against what we find by our Tosfos, our sugya is dealing with a Talmud Chaver. A Talmud Chaver befanav, in other words, within Gimel Parsaos, is Asur. Masha'en Kein Shelo befanav is Mutter.
Right, so it's Makom and Talmud.
No. Masha'en Kein in Eruvin, where we're dealing with a Talmud Gamur, then it's usur even shelo b'fanav.
I'm saying in our case in Sanhedrin, it has to do with the makom and whether or not he was a Talmud chaver. according to this Tosafot.
No. Again, the difference between the two sugyos, that one sugya says that makom is a limiting factor. It's only aser b'fanav and not shalom b'fanav. And the other sugya says that it's aser around the world. The difference between these two sugyos is the nature of the Talmud. Is the Talmud a Talmud gomur? Then it's aser across the board. If it's a Talmud chaver, it's only aser, in other words, within the gimel parsa'ot. So let's take them one by one. Let's take first the sugya over there in Eruvin. So we're dealing with a Talmid Gamur, and we say that, as Michal pointed out, that when you're within Gimel Parsa'ot, there's a Chiyuv Misa. And when it's Chutz Migimel Parsa'ot, then it's Aser. But we're dealing with the same Talmud, right? And there's one issue over here. Namely, the way that our Tosus learned, there were two issues. There was an issue of Talmud of Rishus, and an issue of Makom Rabo. There were two issues, and so we said when you had the combination of the two issues, that's a Chiyuv Misa. When you only have one issue, then you have an Iser. But over here, according to Tosis and Erevin, we're talking about one issue. We're not talking about Rishus at all. That doesn't enter into the hopper. We're not tossing in an outside factor. So we're dealing with the Talmud Gamur in terms of his being Mora in the presence of his Rebbe or in the lifetime of his Rebbe. Why should the presence be Chayav Misa and out of the presence be an Isur? Why shouldn't it all be on the same level? It's the same issue of Kavod Harav, no?
No, why? When it's in the same place, that's not just a smack to the Rebbe's cup.
Ah, okay. So we're dealing with a smack as opposed to, namely, that outside of the Gimel Parsaos, it's a lack of kavod. Within the Gimel Parsaos, it's a bizui. It's an act of bizui. It's an act of slapping in the face. It's taking the issue of kavod one level higher. So when we have an act of bizui, then you're chayev misa. When we have the more passive, simply being Moreh, but not in his face, that's a lack of kavod, and that's Aser. But how do we understand our sugya? Our sugya is talking about a Talmud Chaver. And we say that within Gimel Parsaos, it's Aser. Outside of Gimel Parsaos, it's Mutter. Manavshach. If it's an issue of Kavod Harav, it should be Aser everywhere. And if it's not an issue of Kavod Harav, why should it be Aser b'fanav? Then my nafgamina, whether we're dealing with a Talmud or a Talmud Chaver. By a Talmud, we say that there it's always going to be a problem. Sometimes it's a greater problem. Sometimes it's a lesser problem. It's always a problem. By a Talmud Chaver, does a Talmud Chaver owe kavod to his Rebbe? Or doesn't he owe kavod to his Rebbe? If he owes kavod to his Rebbe, so it should be everywhere. If he doesn't owe kavod to his Rebbe, so it should be mutter even b'fanav. By the Talmud Chaver, what exactly is going on? And we understand by a Talmud Gamur, we say he owes kavod to his Rebbe, and therefore it's aser. Talmud Gamur is aser across the board, but when he slaps Rebbe in the face, then he's chayav misa. Okay, that's the Gemara in Eruvin. But what about our Gemara? Our Gemara, we want to set up as a Talmud Chaver, yes?
Maybe it's not an issue of kavod necessarily, but in terms of we have like a main person that we should, you know. So we're, you know, you have one. We don't want to have conflict. So we have one main person, and that's the main person that we go.
Excellent. Very, very fine. Okay, let's look for a minute. Even though the Rambam has a different distinction, but let's look for a minute as to how he defines the issue of a Talmud respecting his Rebbe. So in Hilchos Talmud Torah in Perek Hei Halacha Aleph, the Rambam makes a comparison. Kishem she'adam mitzuve b'chvod aviv v'yirato, kachu chayav b'chvod rabo v'yirato. She'aviv mivio l'chaye olam hazeh, rabo mivio l'chaye olam haba. Namely, what is the source over here of the chiyuv of kavod? What is the source of the chiyuv of kavod? That we have over here a personal relationship, like between a son and a father, a sense of hakaras hatov. He has given you so much. The Father has given you life in this world. The Rebbe is giving you life ba'olam haba. So you owe him respect as hakaras hatov for that unique relationship. However, look over here, and we should always be careful to try and do this. Whenever the Rambam has an area of halacha, he has a koteret, he has a heading, what's called in the Bar Ilan a hakdama. So if you look in the hakdama to the Rambam Hilchos Talmud Torah, he says Hilchos Talmud Torah, the hakdama, or the koteret, the Rambam always quotes the mitzvot that are involved. Yesh b'chalon shnei mitzvot aseh. Within Hilchos Talmud Torah, we have two mitzvot, zepratan, lilmot Torah, okay. And secondly, l'chabed melamdeha v'yod'eha. L'chabed melamdeha v'yod'eha. L'chabed melamdeha, that's your Rebbe. That's k'shem shadah mitzvah b'chvod aviv v'yiraso, k'achuk mitzvah b'chvod rabo v'yiraso. What is the yod'eha? That's what Avram pointed out, that you have a Rebbe who is a gavra rabba. You have a Rebbe who is an individual who is full of Torah. That itself, even had, in other words, even without what he transferred to you, simply for who he is, you should be mechabed. If you look on the bottom of the page of Nokomos that Mar Makomos I gave you, there's a very famous Gemara in Makos, on Daf Kaf Beis Amud Beis, Amar Rava, Kama tipshoi sha'ar inchi, the people are very, very silly. The kayame mekame sefer Torah, the lokayame mekame gavra rabba, that when a sefer Torah is taken out of the Aron Kodesh, they'll stand up, but when a gavra rabba walks by them, they'll remain seated. The gavra rabba is a living sefer Torah. He deserves kavod, in other words, at least as much as the sefer Torah itself. The sefer Torah is a repository of wisdom. The gavra rabba is able to take that wisdom and to apply it to the entire world. That's the yod eha. And so by the Talmud Chaver, which of these two exists? The hakaras hatov or the yod eha, or both or neither? I think, you know, as the Talmud Chaver, his relationship to his Rebbe is a horizontal relationship. Classically, by a regular Talmud, there's a vertical relationship. The Talmud Chaver is on a horizontal relationship. So the Hakara Satov is not necessarily going to be a factor as much as Yod Eha. We're dealing over here with a Gavra Rabba. And so when we are Michutz legimel parsaot, so then there is no issue in other words, the world of yodeha is betoch gimel parsaot. The world of melamdeha is michutz legimel parsaot. So by the Talmud Gomor, where you have both the yodeha and the melamdeha. So when you have both, when it's b'fanav, chayav misa, you have a double whammy. Ma'ase ein kein, but when it's michutz l'gimel parsod, then you still have the melamdeha, you still have the hakarat hatov of the vertical relationship. By the Talmud Chaver, there we don't have the problem issue of melamdeha, we do have the issue of yodeha. The issue of yodeha is b'fanav, namely that one can distinguish between different aspects of kavod, yes?
If I'm not mistaken, Talmud Chaver, at least we're in the Rambam's world, so maybe I'm cheating a little bit, but Rashi says that your shikul b'chachma, he just taught you something. So it's not, what does it have to do with Yodea? This person could be five times a Talmud Chacham than you are, but you still will not have that relation of Talmud Chaver to him if he hasn't taught you anything. So then, me being mechabed him is something else entirely.
No, again, you're saying, but listen to what you're saying. You're saying that you're shakul, namely, that's where you're starting off. That, you know, that in terms of knowledge, you're both on the same plane.
Chachma, not necessarily knowledge.
In terms of chachma, you're both on the same plane.
Right, our brains are just as sharp. But in terms of knowledge, he might know a lot more than I do, but I still not necessarily have to give him any kavod until the point that he teaches me something.
But his teaching you something shows, in other words, that you view him as a yodea. In other words, that you're basically shuckle to him. You don't owe him. Certainly you owe him kavod. That's what our Gemara is pointing out. But it's the kavod of yodeha as opposed to the kavod of melamdeha.
Why? I mean, let's say he has five times the amount of knowledge that I do. It sounds from the Gemara that he has to be a thumb cover or my rabbi. So therefore, he has to teach me something. It sounds like it's only an akara satov aspect.
But the moment we move over to akara satov, so we see from the world of Talmud Gomor that's not limited by makom.
So maybe it's a lesser form of akara satov because he only taught me one thing.
Okay, so you could play a game of greater and lesser forms of akara satov. That's possible. I would rather set up a separate category rather than have a sliding scale of hakara satov.
Then why don't we see that we have to owe someone who, at least in our Gemaras that we're looking at right now, that we owe someone kavod even if he didn't teach us anything, even if he's just incredibly knowledgeable?
Yes, that is also what.
Where do we see that? Why don't we?
No, because here we're dealing in the realm of horah. In other words, here the respect which is being shown is by taking a step back in terms of horah. There is a din of being machabed, a Talmud Chacham, even if he's not your Rebbe, certainly, Gadol, etc. But here we're dealing in the realm of horah, within the realm of horah. The question is why would we distinguish between a Talmud Chaver and a Talmud? If we're going to say that both by the Talmud Chaver and by the Talmud Gomor, there's going to be this concept of Hakara Satov, if that's what generates the Kavod, so why distinguish in terms of the criteria?
Flip the other switch. The Rav has also Yodea, but the Talmud Chaver doesn't necessarily have Yodea in the sense that I would incredibly respect it since I'm on the same level as this person. So I'm working off half a model versus a full model of Rav.
I think that's a false.
Yes.
I think it's a false assumption to say that you should only honor somebody if they have more knowledge than you. Meaning, a Gadol of a Torah today would never say that they wouldn't honor another Gadol of a Torah just because they're at the same level of knowledge.
Number one, there's a different din of Mufla, but I'm not saying that that's
not Mufla. I'm saying it's not Mufla that should apply in all the realms of this. If the person that is at a certain level of Torah knowledge, you should honor them, whether or not he doesn't have to have more than you in order to be that something that's just
I'm not saying that there's no such din. I'm saying if we're just trying to differentiate between how Talmud Chaver works and Rabba works, just those two things, I would say to make this chiluk. There's other aspects of halacha where kavod is going to come in terms of Talmud Torah and Torah, but I'm just saying within these two concepts. So.
It's possible. In other words, again, what we're trying to do is to explain two things. A, we're trying to explain the difference between the sugya in Sanhedrin and the sugya in Eruvin. One. And then, within Eruvin, in the Gemara itself, we find the difference between Bafanav and Shelo Bafanav. Namely, that over here, you're Chayav Misa, and here you have an Isur. Right? So the first way that we tried to distinguish was that of Tosfos in Sanhedrin. The Tosfos in Sanhedrin said that within the world of Sanhedrin, in this world, we only have the din of the Takana of Al-Yoreh B'Makomo. Ma'ashein Ken and Eruvin, we have two Takanas. We have the Takana of Al-Yoreh, and we have the Takana of lack of Rishus, Ella Imkain Kibil Rishus. And so this answer of Tosfos explained two things. It explained, A, why in Sanhedrin there's a difference between Bafanav and Shelo Bafanav, where you have one Takana, so Bafanav we have an Iser, Shelo Bafanav is a Heter, when you have two Takanas, even Shelo Bafanav is going to be Aser. And secondly, that when you have the bafana ben eruvin and you have the two takanos, then you have that double whammy. Then you have a reason to give misa. When shelo bafanav and the al yore bimakomo falls off, then you only have one issue. Then it comes to what? Namely, the Tosas explained both issues. Similarly, Tosfos in Eruvin, by setting up the Gemara in Sanhedrin as a Talmud Chaver, and the Gemara, same Tosfos, Sugi in Sanhedrin, Talmud Chaver, the Sugi in Eruvin as a Talmud Gamor. Okay? So the Talmud Chaver is limited by Befanav, it's Mutu Shalom Befanav, the Talmud Gamor is Aser even Shalom Befanav, but then also we wanted to distinguish that the Chiyuv Misa comes from the Bizui, and the Iser comes from the lack of Kavod. Okay? But the question was, simply in terms of Talmud Chaver, if our criteria, if we're saying that that Kavod is something which is universal, Kavod is something which is universal, so why should the Talmud Chaver be mutter to be more michutz lemakom rabo? What happened to the concept of Hakara Satov? What happened to that world? So your suggestion, Yonatan, is that it's a lesser Hakara Satov.
Or an absence of Yodea. Or absence of Yodea.
No. In other words, we haven't read, we're dealing over here, in other words, within the world of Talmud al Yor b'makom rabo, so...
I'm just working within Tosfos, you're saying, without using the Rambam.
Just working within Tosfos to try and understand why, by a Talmud Gomor, the issue of a lack of kavod extends beyond Gimel Parsaos, but by a Talmud Chaver, it somehow stops at Gimel Parsaos. Why distinguish between the two in terms of a principle? If we have a principle of Hakara Satov, why should it make that break? So we try to suggest is that perhaps the principle of Hakara Satov is by the Talmud Gomor. He is like the son to the father. Son to a father, Talmud Gomor to a Rebbe. He, in other words, the Rebbe gave him his Olam Haba. He has the Hakara Satov. The Talmud Chaver has his own Olam Haba. He has his own Olam Haba. His relationship to the Rebbe is more what Michael pointed out, that you have one Talmud Chacham and another Talmud Chacham, and they interact with one another, but there is still a concept of Yodeha. There's still a concept that each of them recognizes the strength of the other, and so mitzad the Yodeha, we would have the Isur that would be the fun of. Right?
Rashi says that he doesn't know, it's not more Yodeha, the other person doesn't know more. It's just in terms of Chachma that they're equal. He doesn't talk about Yodeha, that one knows more than the other. Just one happened to teach something, so teach something to the other person. Doesn't necessarily mean he knows more.
It's not a question of knowing more, if he knows the same amount.
So you're saying Yodeha can also mean Chachma?
Yeah, certainly Yodeha, those who know the Torah. It's Chachma, certainly it's the Chachma of the individual. So the Chachma of the Rebbe, of the Talmud Chaver, is that which is the source of the Isur to be more b'fanav. If we're dealing with the world of Hakara Satov, that's not a din of b'fanav or shalav b'fanav. That's also across the board. Sometimes you're going to have a lack of kavod, sometimes it's going to be a bizui. Masha'ein came over here, but the Talmud Chaver, we're dealing on the level of Isur, which is a limited Isur. So perhaps just mentioning that since the Rambam mentions these two concepts of Malamdeha v'yodeha, that the Talmud Gomor would have the, you know, would be chayev on the two sides, and the Talmud Chaver would only be chayev on the side of the Yodeha. Just to explain why we would have a distinction between the two.
So if I memorize the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, does that make me a Chacham? Meaning, if you're saying Yodeha and Chachma, it's really the same thing. So then, is me knowing pure information, that makes me a Chacham by definition? Is that what we're saying?
For what purposes? In other words, for the purpose of over here of kavod. So, if you taught someone and he is your Talmud Gomor, so then you know where he's chayev to you a certain level of respect. If you taught someone as a Talmud Chaver, he's chayev to you in a different plane of respect. Okay, That's the Tosus in Eruvin. But we also that's using over here at the Talmud Al Yoreh B'Makom Rabbo, that we're going to distinguish whether you're dealing with a Talmud Gomor or a Talmud Chaver. What does the Rambam himself distinguish? What does the Rambam himself distinguish? Let's look together at the Rambam. Halacha Beis. Eizehu cholek al Rabbo. Ze shekoveya lo medrash. V'yoshev v'doresh u'malameh shelo birshus Rabbo v'Rabbo kayam. Af al pi sherabbo b'medina acheres. V'osr lo adam lahoros b'fnei Rabbo lo olam. V'chol hamora halacha b'fnei Rabbo chayav misa. Haya beino lebein rabo yud beis mil, that's gimel parsaos. V'sha'ol lo adam dvar halacha, mutar lo hashiv. Ula hafrish min ha'isr, that we'll talk about, b'li neder next time, that's the next Gemara. V'medra mamurim, chenikra mikra, avo l'kvoa atzmo le'hora'a, vo le'shevu le'horot le'kol sho'el, afilo hu besof ha'olam, v'rabo besof ha'olam, Asr lo lahoros ad shiyamus rabo, ela im kein natal reshus mi rabo. What does the Rambam over here? How does he distinguish between the two sugyos?
Between hora and spitting back information.
I don't think he's saying there's koveya lo medrash, and then there is the world of nikre mikre. V'sha'al lo adam halacha. What's the difference over here? Whether you are, how would you define the difference? No, Nasa. What is
ad hoc versus permanent?
Excellent. Okay, fine. Okay. In other words, whether you are koveya medrash, right? Something of kvius, that then, that's the sugya in Eruvin. The sugya in Eruvin is your koveya medrash. So then we say, b'fanav, your chayav misa. Michutz gimel parsaos, it's still asar. Sugya in Sanhedrin is the nikre, mikre, v'sha'al, adam, b'fanav, so betoch gimel parsaos, it's asar. And michutz gimel parsaos, over there, it is mutar.
Let's see. I don't understand the difference though between the two. What is he doing differently in each one of the kids?
Again, the Talmud is chayav in kavod to his Rebbe. In other words, the being koveya a medrash and answering a question, those are both a lack of kavod during his Rebbe's lifetime. But the difference is in terms of the degree of lack of kavod. To be koveya medrash, to set yourself up as a rebbe, that you have a base medrash v'yoshev v'doresh u'malamed, that is usher everywhere under all circumstances. That is going to be usher. If you do it b'fanav, it's even going to be chayav misa. But the iser applies across the board. However, if you're not setting yourself up as a rebbe, but simply Nikra, mikra, and someone asks you a question, so within the Gimel Parsaos, it's still usher for you to answer that question. Outside of the Gimel Parsaos, then you're allowed to answer that question. Namely, that the difference in that the Gemara and Erevin that allows for a Horah outside of Gimel Parsaos is talking about the Nikra, mikra, v'shalo adam devar halacha. The Gemara Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Erevin, which asks across the board, was setting up a medrash, that there, b'fanav is chayav misa, and shelo b'fanav is still going to be asur. That we have different planes of horah. What the Rambam is mechadish to us is that even in the world of setting up a medrash, under what circumstances would it be mutter? What is going on over here? This is.
Hmm? like Tosfos?
This is the Rambam, but the Rambam is explaining that since all of this is based on kavod, then it's mechila. Then the Rav can be mevater. The Rav can be mochel. The Rav can give someone rishus. Then we're dealing over here with an interpersonal relationship, and this interpersonal relationship, the Rav can be mochel, like a father could be mochel. What? Even b'fanav, because it's all one issue of kavod. What we have over here are different forms of a lack of kavod. That to be koveya medrash is a serious lack of kavod. To answer a question is a much more milder lack of kavod. And so we have different criteria for where it is usur and what the punishment would be. However, all of it, according to the Rambam, comes out of this one din of kavod, and therefore lends itself to mechila. Okay. So far, this is the Rambam distinguishing in terms of the al yore, that when you are yore occasionally, that's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. There we have a heter out of Gemara Parsos. When you are koveya a medrash, that's the Gemara of Eruvin, that then it's always going to be usur. Either Chiyuv Misa, Befanav, or a classic Isa. The final Teretz that we find is that of the Rashba and the Raivad. Again, they were all bothered by the same issue, that we turn over the page. So let's read it together. Hadama Rava b'fanav asur b'chayav misa shel b'fanav asur v'eino chayav misa kasu b'tosfos the b'fanav haynu toch gimel parsaos shir gimel parsaos mi b'nei Aharon yelfinan that they were chayav misa within Machne Yisrael Nadav Avihu Machne Yisrael gimel parsaos v'kev under Yamoshe b'toch ha-machane v'chol makom haya asur lahem and therefore chayav misa. Shelobafanov had Nadav bin Avihu bin Mora Halacha out of Machane Yisrael, it still would have been an Asr, but without a Chiyuv Misa. Asr Kilo Besof Ha'olam Shelobafanov She'ein Bo Shir. V'hainu Dakshina Leidu Rava Mitamidav Shel Rabbi Lazar, Afilu Barocho Gimel Parsos Nischayev Misa, U'mashmadol Avekashalan Minot Ela Mishimadol Rava B'chiha Eino Chayev Misa. Namely, everyone agrees that it's B'chol Ha'olam, the question is only Gemara and Erevin is how far does the Chiyuv Misa go? Okay, the sugi and Erevin, we have an Iser of being Mora Halacha, even beyond Gimel Parsos, within Gimel Parsos, certainly a Chayav Misa. Outside, it's a question as to whether you're also Chayav Misa or only Aser. I had Amrinam the Perakama de Sanhedrin Bitchilasa, Tanchum Bered Rabbi Ami Ikol Asra, Darash Lahu Mutar Liltos Kitim Bepesach, Amrulo. This is Tosfos. Hasam Talmud Chaver Havin. That's the way Tosfos wanted to distinguish that the Gitzugin Sanhedrin is dealing with a Talmud Chaver. Ve'eno Machuver Ve'enai. He doesn't like that at all. Where do we find what he does say? Okay, I can't skip anything. Okay. V'ikala meimar hazam tamad chaver lo mechuver be'enai di tamad chaver dafka lo haver latana lemistam u lemisnei talmud al yore halacha. In other words, the language of the Sugi and Sanhedrin is not mashma, that it's limited. It should have said Talmud Chaver al Yore. Tamid Stam, Lav Tamid Chaver Mash, because these are two different worlds. Va'od, the Ha, the Rabba Bar Bar Chana, the Rav Kinachte Lebavel, the Gemara in Sanhedrin on the Hey Amad Aleph, Shakle Rishusa Me Rebbe, Barmin and Hassam, the Perakama, the Sanhedrin, the Kevan, the Gemiri, Lama Lahu, the Mishkal Rishusa. We asked, if it's Iser Veheter, what do they need Rishus? The concept of taking Rishus is to be Patur if you made a mistake. But in the world of Iser Veheter, there's no monetary consequences. Uparkinan Mishum Maise Shahaya, and the whole story of the Mebeitzim, the Mebitzayim, etc. Ba'osa Shah, Gazar Rebbe, Talmud Al Yore, Elim Kenato Rishus Mi Rabo, to be certain that the student has the clarity of being able to transfer his psakim. Alma midina, Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Varav Bebavel, Shari Belonatilas Rishus. Lo mimne'e berichuk makom mishum kvodo de Rebbe. Va'afal pisha hayu talmidav. Namely, it's clear from the Sugi in Sanhedrin that outside of Gimel Parsaos, there's no problem of a Talmud Gomor, right? Rabba Bar Bar Chana was a Talmud Gomor of Rebbe. He just needed the permission to be able to be certain that he was passing clearly. But outside of Gimel Parsaos, he was allowed to be posek. Namely, so the Sugi in Sanhedrin appears to be going smack against the sugya in Eruvin, umimena atolamed libne Aharon v'talmido shel Rav Eliezer hayukodim zeraso shel Rebbe, the shelo befanav yeshlo shiur. This is the main line of the Rashba, that when we say that there is a difference between befanav and shelo befanav, even shelo befanav, even the concept shelo b'fanav, yesh bo shiur, has a limit. V'hainu toch gimel parsaos. Namely, that the entire sugya of Sanhedrin is telling us that there is a limit to this din of kavod. That beyond gimel parsaos is no problem of even a Talmud gomur paskening. V'hadro akshule g'rova me'ahu ma'ise da'oso Talmud, el mimashin ischayev misa, eno kushya. Mishum the memory of the Rav Alam Afarsha behed Yeshalobek befanav bekama. Namely, that we have to, according to the Rashba, reinterpret Rava's statement. Rava said, befanav chayav misa, and shalob befanav asr. This was Rava's statement. Up to now, we've been assuming that befanav means within Gimel Parsaos, and shelo befanav means outside of Gimel Parsaos. Comes along the Rashba and says, Makito. Chutz mi Gimel Parsaos, mutter. That's the sugi in Sanhedrin. That's our sugi. Outside of Gimel Parsaos is mutter. Both befanav and shelo befanav are within Gimel Parsaos. There's a shear to the world of even Shalobafanov. Even Shalobafanov has a shear. Namely, that if you were to be within Machne Yisrael, if you're standing in front of Moshe and you're being posek, you're chayav misa. If you're standing in Shevet Reuven and you're being posek, then it's aser. The moment you go out of Machne Yisrael, then it is mutar. Namely, to reinterpret Rava, to reinterpret the concept of the Iser of Makom Rabo. That's the direction of the Rashba, and we'll see in a minute, and also the Ravid. Mishum the member of the Rav Olam Afarsha behedya shal befanav bekama. Va'od afilu nisparsha, mikol shekein makshel afilu rochim eno gimel parsos osur v'chayev misa. V'harayvid zal kein pirish. The Rashba says, I'm not making this up. The Ravid also learned this way. D'la'achar gimel parsos mutar. The Im Tomar typically miha mishum maisa shehoya. We should have that issue of not al rishus. Yeshon nafkimino echad the not al rishus mi rav echad. In other words, you have the rishus that we need, and that you have the clarity of speech. And then if you're rochel gimel parsos from your rebbe, it's mutter. Afal pishon nato mimenu rishus. I talk gimel parsos liolam aser l'kin nato mimenu rishus. Okay, that what we're doing is reinterpreting the Gemara in Eruvin. That the Gemara in Eruvin is not telling us that across the board, wherever you are in the world, you have an Isa. The Gemara is telling us that we have two levels of Isur, Bafanov and Shelo Bafanov. But even Shelo Bafanov, Yesh Lo Shir. What is the Shir? The Shir is the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that Chutz Gimel Parsaos is Mutter. So to be Miyashay, the two Gemaras, we don't have to set up two types of Talmidim, we don't have to set up two types of Hora'a, we just have to reinterpret the Makom that the Gemara in Eruvin is speaking about. That up to now, all the Rishonim understood that Shelo Bafanov meant in the entire world. Comes along the Rashba and the Rabbah and say, no, Shelo Bafanov means within Gimel Parsaos. Like the Gemara in Sanhedrin, even Shelo Bafanov has a limit. Okay? So that then is the Rashba and the Ravid, that within the world of Kavod Harav, the fun of Mamash, that's the Bizui. The Toch Gimel Parsaos, that's the Choser Kavod. Okay? That's, I think, what we have over here within the sugya. Any questions? I'm sorry. Michael, you wanted to ask?
I was just going
to
ask if the fun of Mamish has like a shiur, or it's just like anybody like in a classroom, like directly in front of him, or?
Exactly, directly in front of him. Directly in front of him. In his presence. Bafanov, literally, in his presence. Shelo Bafanov means not in his presence, but with the limitation of Toch Gimel Parsaos. Okay, so these are the four ways that we have of interpreting the sugya. In terms of where we're moving to, if I can pass these out, I can show. Okay, the Maramakos I'm giving you are divided into three parts. One part is simply in what we dealt with today. Dealt with today was within all the Rishonim that are on the Sugya, that are all assuming that this issue of Talmud al Yorah Halacha b'Makom Rabo is Inyan of Kavod. It's Inyan of Kavod, permutations of Kavod. May depend upon the nature of the Talmud, may depend upon the distance, depend upon the nature of the Hora'ah. In other words, we're dealing with Kavod. However, you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin and Perek Chaf, he'll quote our Gemara of Talmud al Yorah b'Makom Rabo, but in a totally different context. And that is also brought in Yoredeya and Siman Reish Mem Beis in Siftes. And so see what that context is. There may be two issues over here of Talmud al Yorah b'makom Rabo. That's A. Then in terms of the next sugi, we have a small Gemara over here that Rashi, there's a very long Rashi, Rabbi Chia Chazibe, was bothered why it was brought here at all. What's the connection to our sugya? Tosas also relates to that Rashi. So we'll deal, that's the concept of Afrusha Yisura that the Rambam raises. We'll talk about that for a little time. And then the Gemara has a little Gemara about going back to the world of Rishus. We saw that the world of Rishus, of giving smicha, can be an issue that we can divide into areas of halacha. The question is also whether smicha is, that's what we call the palga, can be broken down. The question is whether smicha can also have a tnai, can also be conditional. And then if so, what is the tnai? So see Rabbeinu Chananel over here on the nature of the tnai. Then we come to a Gemara that deals with Shmuel, the Gufa Amar Shmuel. This is a Gemara that we've seen already twice. We'll see it now for the third time. What we haven't yet defined is the concept of Bez Din Chatzuf. What is it? What is a Bez Din Chatzuf? Rabbi Chap wanted to talk about it, but he never got to it. But he has an article in the Beis Yitzchak on the Bez Din Chatzuf. So we'll see Rashi and the Ram. The Ram defines Bez Din Chatzuf. We'll deal with the question of the numbers of the Dayanim, in terms of raising numbers. I send you to a Rashi, Ramban in Chumash, Torah Chachem, and a Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin. And that should take us up to Gufa Andaf Vav Med Aleph, okay, with the Rishonim, that we're going to be moving over into the world of pshara. Okay, but I don't think we'll get beyond these marmakamos next time. Okay? Besider
v'hatzalacha. Thank
you. Okay, today the bus will be leaving at 1:30 sharp, in Yirtzeh Hashem. What? From front of the yeshiva. Not down. Up. In front of the yeshiva. Okay. Where a bus can come. Yes? What? All the Tosfos.
So from where the roof starts on.
Yes.